Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Hundreds of people braved the cold temperatures and visited downtown Atlanta today to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Monday morning temperatures didn't make it out of the 40s, but that didn't stop Danielle Bolton and her family from making their way to MLK's gravesite. Bolton says for her, today is about remembering history.
Getting the foundation of, you know, what Martin Luther King Day is all about, you know, who he was as a person.
Ronald Coleman is an 11-year-old from New Orleans. His reason for visiting?
Because Martin Luther King Jr. Helped the civil rights movement and made sure we can have our rights today.
While King Jr. is often quoted during challenging times, Danielle Bolton says her favorite line is the one engraved on his tombstone.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A civil rights museum in Martin Luther King Jr.'s hometown is opening a new exhibit in his honor. GPB's LaRaven Taylor reports.
The exhibit is at Atlanta's Center for Civil and Human Rights. It features documents from a collection at Morehouse College, King's alma mater. The display is called The Meaning of Hope, the best of the Martin Luther King Jr. collection. Nicole Moore is one of its curators.
He had multiple drafts. He had people review his work, and it was the thoughtfulness that he put into it because he knew that his words had power and they had meaning.
The exhibit features public writings like drafts of King's I Have a Dream speech and letters from Birmingham Jail. It also includes private correspondences with leaders such as Thurgood Marshall and President John F. Kennedy. The exhibit is temporary, but the museum is enhancing its permanent collection with art displaying King's words. For GPB News, I'm LaRaven Taylor in Atlanta.
Lawmakers are meeting this week to go over the state's budget for the next fiscal year, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
It may not be the flashiest week at the state capitol, but it's one of the most important. The budget hearings are a chance for lawmakers to hear everyone from the head of the Department of Transportation to the governor himself about how much money they want and why. Several new items that were announced last week were $150 million for new voting machines, $69 million for school safety, and nearly $500 million to support a pay raise for Georgia teachers and support staff. The budget runs by fiscal year, so this $27-plus billion document would take effect July 1st. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Senator Cory Booker got some words of encouragement from a big Georgia name yesterday. The New Jersey senator attended a Sunday school class that President Jimmy Carter teaches in Plains. In a video posted to Booker's Instagram, Carter thanked the potential 2020 presidential candidate for making the trip.
I hope you run for president.
Thank you for saying that. Right. You encouraging me means more to me than you can imagine. Right.
No Republicans have announced a challenge to President Trump's 2020 run. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.